Well, it was game four of the tri-series between Zimbabwe, New Zealand and South Africa today. And it was the Black Caps who got their second win of the series when they beat Zimbabwe by 8 wickets. They cruised to victory. They restricted Zimbabwe in the first innings to 120 for 7. Wesley Madivere top scoring with 36 there for Zimbabwe. But the Black Caps coasted home 122 for 2 with 37 balls to go. Devin Conway finished 59 not out of 40 deliveries. Daryl Mitchell made 26 not out. Ratchin Ravindra made 30. That means now that Zimbabwe take on the Proteas on Sunday in what is a must-win game for both teams in the context of the series. Moving to rugby news. British and Irish Lions assistant coach Johnny Sexton has played down suggestions. Inside information can help them in tomorrow's first test against Australia. He played under Wallabies boss Joe Schmidt when the New Zealander was in charge of Ireland. But Sexton tells Sky Sports News his old boss will have adapted his tactics for the opening clash in Brisbane.
Joe doesn't step on the pitch tomorrow. It's his players, and you know, we don't know what way the game is going to go, but all we can do is concentrate on our own jobs and make sure that we put our best version of our team out there.
That one kicks off at 12 p.m. Much, much anticipated clash. I think the Lions will be too strong for the Wallabies. It is the first test, and it is probably the only chance that the Wallabies have of getting themselves into the series, because I think the second two tests, the Lions will be far stronger. So it's a big one for the Wallabies tomorrow. And then we are going to finish with some golf. It is round two of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. And looking at the leaderboard as it stands, Hai Tong Lee is the man out in front. He's currently 9 under par. He leads the way by one shot. He's 5 under par for his round through 12 holes. Brian Harman, though, he had a fantastic round earlier. He shot at 6 under par 65. He is 8 under. He's in the clubhouse at the end of his second round. Matthew Fitzpatrick, one of the overnight leaders, he's 6 under par, 2 under for the day. He's only played 6 holes in his second round. Looking down the leaderboard, Christian Bezuidenhout, the best place South African as it stands. He finished his round today on 2 over par, but he is 2 under for the tournament. So he's there or thereabouts, will be making the cut and will be playing in the weekend, which is fantastic. The cut is at the moment set at 2 over par. So there are some big names that are currently in trouble and could potentially not make the weekend. Patrick Cantlay, one of those. He is currently on 3 over par, 1 over for his round today. So a lot of golf still to be played today. There was a bit of rain around earlier, so hopefully it clears up this afternoon for the players. That's all from me for today, though. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.